the state of Connecticut is poised to establish civil unions for same-sex couples. Court rulings, of course, led to the creation of civil unions in Vermont 5 years ago and the legalization of marriage for same-sex couples in Massachusetts last year. But Connecticut would be the first state to take such steps without a judicial mandate. From member station WNPR in Hartford, Amy Jeffries reports.
Civil unions would afford same-sex couples all the same rights as married couples under Connecticut law. 2 years ago, a very similar bill failed to get out of the state's Judiciary Committee. Republican State Senator Andrew Rohrabach is one of several committee members who voted against the previous bill, but now supports civil unions. Rohrabach says an understanding of the practical impediments same-sex couples face has grown. So, too, has the legislature's willingness to grant legal recognition to their relationships.
I was in Vermont before there were civil unions. I've been in Vermont since there were civil unions. The state looks the same to me. It feels the same to me. And my guess is that if this passes in Connecticut, it will be old news before we know it.
Civil unions enjoy support in both parties. Connecticut Republican Governor Jody Rell has also voiced her support for civil unions. On a recent Sunday afternoon, Duane Mallore and Lee Carlson were relaxing in front of the fire in the living room of their old Victorian house in Madison, Connecticut. They've been a couple for over 27 years. Both now have closely cropped gray hair. They wear matching silver bands on their ring fingers, which they call wedding rings, though they've never had a ceremony to celebrate their relationship. Mallore says they're not much for pomp and circumstance, but he says they will make a big to-do when they get a civil union.
I'm a bit shy about it, but the minute we have a civil union, we're putting our announcement in the paper. We're going to put it in the New York Times, too, you know, and when marriage happens, we'll do that.
In fact, some advocates who want marriage for same-sex couples oppose civil unions, saying they don't go far enough. Yale Law Professor Bill Eskridge says same-sex marriage is the logical consequence of other gay rights decisions. And Eskridge says the passage of civil unions in Connecticut would put pressure on other states in the region to enact similar institutions.
In some states, this will raise the ante by making civil unions the least that progressives or gay and lesbian couples would accept, but it would maybe make them push harder for marriage in some of these other states.
Opponents are making a last-ditch effort to derail the civil union bill. Brian Brown, executive director of the Family Institute of Connecticut, argues that civil unions are the same thing as same-sex marriage.
If civil unions passes, the court will likely look at the passage of that bill and say, why did the state give all of the rights, benefits, and obligations to homosexual couples, but not the name? And then by judicial fiat, the court will force same-sex marriage on Connecticut in the same way that happened in Massachusetts.
Connecticut's legislature has been careful to distinguish between civil unions and same-sex marriage. Many supporters of civil unions still oppose same-sex marriage. And for now, Connecticut's Judiciary Committee has shelved another bill that would recognize same-sex marriages from other countries and states, including Massachusetts. The civil union bill is expected to pass, making civil unions legal for same-sex couples in Connecticut beginning October 1st. For NPR News, I'm Amy Jeffries.